The following is a log created by Officers Green and Stanza detailing key events before the catastrophe. Please do not take said events lightly or as comedy.
This is Officer Red Green.
Whoa, your first name is Red?
Why are you interrupting? We just started.
I just didn't know that your name was Red Green. That's wild.
How is that wild? Red is like the most popular name on Mars.
Seriously?
Yeah. I knew at least 10 Reds growing up.
What's the second most popular?
I don't know. Chauncey, probably. I knew a bunch of Chaunceys.
Wish I were a Martian.
That's not all that great.
Yeah, but do you know the most popular name on Earth?
Why would I know that?
It's Stanza.
For real?
I can't throw a rock on Earth without hitting a Stanza. Trust me, I've tried. I've hit so many Stanzas with so many rocks.
You need to stop throwing rocks at people.
I've tried. It's hard. I'm angry.
Aww.
Arm me again and see if I don't jab you in the throat.
And on that note, please state your name for the log.
Stanza O.
O?
Yeah.
What's the O stand for?
O is my last name.
The whole thing?
I never thought we'd be having this conversation in space.
I mean, it's kind of the agency's fault for giving us code names, but never formally introducing us to each other. We could have had a meet and greet. Oh, I have to tell Cyrus about that one when I get back.
The Sphinx?
Yeah, he's my roommate now. And we've been telling each other meat jokes. He'd love that one.
He seemed so smart.
He is. We both are.
So, this is Stanza O and Red Green.
Greetings, nerds.
And we're logging this very special occasion because we're here to
kill all the lava pillars. Stomp them.
Smash them.
Torch them.
Obliterate them.
Because we hate them.
They're infuriatingly ugly.
They made Poppy throw up like 4 times.
When she's not throwing up, she's dry heaving.
So we have to do it for the little popster.
And the universe.
Also, we want to see if we can set the record for the universe's shortest species lifespan.
Conception to extinction in 48 hours.
Why?
Because we hate them.
You wouldn't believe how ugly these jokers are.
They're like tiny walking intestines wearing tiny baseball caps.
Oh, they look like tiny jellyfish wrapped in plastic wrap with a triceratops head.
They're like old men with bald spots rolled in pastry dough, or a condom filled with olive tapenade wearing a tri-corner hat.
Oh, I can't wait to smash them.
Let's do this!
I'm wearing my classic Boulder Buster marching hiking boots.
And I'm rocking some military issue size 8 Bartos, also known as wrecking boots.
Oh, I see one.
Stomp it!
Is it smashed?
Not yet.
Why is it not smashing?
Stomp harder.
I can't stomp any harder.
Me neither. What are you doing?
These baby unfortunates saved our lives and I vow to protect them.
Of course you have. This is classic Julian.
Classic?
What was that supposed to be?
Hey, I'm Julian. I saved my tomatoes instead of helping my crewmates.
Stop that.
Hey, I'm Julian. I'd rather raise corn and hand make toasters than have a conversation during our 5-month acceleration period.
I don't sound like that.
Roasted.
Roasted you?
Stop it. I'm serious. I shan't be deterred by your jeers. These miniature horrors are under my protection.
A lot of good you did. If these things weren't nearly impossible to kill, we totally would have wasted that one.
Wasted?
But our boots didn't work.
It won't be so easy next time.
It wasn't easy this time.
Good. Great. Good for my team. Julian and the lava pillars.
No, good for team us, because we like a challenge.
Challenge accepted.
All right then.
Fine. Come on, Green, it's time to make a plan.
You got it, Stan.
Don't call me Stan. Okay, it's on?
Yeah, you don't know how to use a log recorder?
I don't leave logs.
Well, yeah, it's on.
Okay, this is Stanza O.
You should probably record more logs than the rest of us since you go around breaking stuff all the time.
State your name, Green.
I'm just saying. Red Green.
And because these lava pillars are so hard to kill...
And our crew member is a stinking traitor, jerk, and I don't know what his deal is...
We've decided to come up with a plan to destroy them.
A series of plans, actually.
The first is mine.
Let's hear it.
Okay. My first plan is called Dragon's Fire, aka the dastardly flames of my own personal hell.
Oh, Stan, that's...
What did I tell you about calling me Stan?
Not to.
Call me that again and see what happens.
I won't do that.
I dare you!
Your dare has been rejected. I will not take that dare.
I'm sorry. I just...
You want a pudding cup? I've got 2.
God. Yes, please.
Here.
Mmm. Butterscotch. Good choice.
Sorry for making fun of your name.
It's cool. We're cool.
Good.
So, My plan is called Dragon's Fire, aka the dastardly flames of my own personal hell.
Nice. And what are we doing for this plan?
I've altered 2 high-pressure canisters of ethyl acetate so that they could be converted into long-range flamethrowers.
Oh my god, you're starting this off super volatile.
I know no other way.
You're my hero.
Really? Lozen is my hero.
Who's Lozen?
Look it up.
Spell it.
Lozen.
Got it.
Do you know how to work a flamethrower?
Nah.
So, you'll twist this knob, light this, aim.
At what?
Aim at my firewall.
Firewall?
This one.
My hero.
Okay, squeeze this lever.
Oh!
Cool, right?
I'm kind of scared of this.
Let's set those little turds on fire.
Yes, ma'am.
So I already asked Unit 11 to adjust the atmo and lower the oxygen.
Figure. A nice high oxygen burn would be nice, but I'm not trying to go down with them.
Make sure your settings are on high.
Oh, come on!
What? Oh, man, seriously?
I warned you!
What are you doing?
I swore on the great sword Masamune that I protect these nasty things.
Swore on what?
Stop pretending that your family has everybody's sword.
This is no farce.
What are you holding? Is that a hose?
That's right. Knowing your vile and villainous nature, I deduced that your first plan of attack would be fire-based, like an ignorant mob of murderous buffoons. So I brought this hose.
How high is the pressure on that thing?
Why don't you test me and find out?
That's it!
There's a no!
Make my day!
Ah! Oh my god! It hurts so much!
This is nothing! You can take it!
No, I can't! I can't! I'm too young and my beautiful skin is too soft! I moisturize daily!
Daily?
Sometimes twice.
Let's get you out of here! Retreat!
Thank you. Oh. Well, that was a failure.
We could have outlasted him if we just hung in there.
Hung in there? I don't know how many high-pressure hoses you've been sprayed with in your life, but that was insanely painful.
You just have to focus on the goal, Green. Let your focus numb your body and...
I'm sorry. I'm not even going to pretend to be as tough as you. I'm strong. I'm strong as a bull, but I'm still a precious flower.
Fine. Fine. I'm used to military guys, I guess. I didn't realize you were so soft.
I am. No shame.
I'd never shame you for that. I wish I was softer sometimes.
No. You're a badass. It's awesome. Let's make a new plan.
Hell yeah!
Salutations, everyone. This is...
Who are you addressing? This is just a log, right?
Yeah, but I'm sure it'll be famous.
Why?
We're about to be the founding parents of a new planet.
So?
People are going to want to know every detail about us, about the ship, everything.
No way.
Why wouldn't they?
People are too small-minded. They'll forget all about us. There are so many devastatingly important era-altering events that people completely erase from their memories in order to make room for new TV shows and supermarket sales. I give it 2 generations before they completely forget that they came from somewhere else in the universe. I'm sorry.
I told you I was delicate.
I know. I'm sorry. I said I was sorry.
Okay. Adoring future history lovers.
Yeesh.
I call this next larva pillar killing plan the Omnivorous Conundrum, or Fatty Caddies.
Nice.
I've synthesized the scent of the astral glories that they seem to love so much and concentrated into an irresistible spray.
Smart. You got smarts.
Smarts.
So smarts. Keep going.
I've also procured several ingredients to spray this on, including but not limited to rat poison, gasoline-soaked bagels with a creamy biohazardous spread on top, this mysterious fungus I found in the gym locker room.
You touched that?
Not with my bare hands. And last but not least, this sweet little beaker of hydrochloric acid.
Oh my god. Brutal.
So brutal. My savagery knows no end.
Except for where your delicacy begins.
Sure. So I'm setting these, snacks.
Yeah, snacks.
Totally, these snacks are in the hallway now. Acid is looking good. The biohazardous gasoline-soaked bagels look absolutely appetizing. Mwah. Looks like all we need to do now is spray the Astral Glory concentrate.
What the? What are you two Jack Diesels up to?
Oh, nothing. Just serving up some snacks.
Yeah, it's snack time.
Are those bagels in... rat poison?
I think they smell it.
Come and get it, you sick freaks.
Huh? What are they? No, no, my tiny grotesque abomination. Stop, don't go.
It's too late. My plan is working. Look at them. They love it. They can't even begin to stop.
No, they have to get away.
Oh, no, you don't!
Unhand me!
You'll just have to watch as they keep eating with no repercussions whatsoever.
Look at this one. He's just drinking the acid like it's an ice-cold lemonade. He may be my hero.
They love the bagels.
He put that glowy fungus from the locker room on it.
And they're eating that detritus like it's actual cream cheese.
They're making me want cream cheese bagels and acid right now.
Hey, look at the ones on the rat poison.
Holy mother.
They're getting bigger.
Oh, crap.
Bro, your plan failed so hard.
Shut up.
They don't even need me here. You're giving them all the sustenance they need.
It seemed like a good plan.
I can't believe they're getting bigger. This is horrible.
That's because they're used to eating things considered poisonous to humans.
Are you watching us?
Sure, I'm just as curious as you are to see if you can find a weakness. They're designed to be quite tenacious.
Sure, but acid?
I'm just as surprised as you are.
We're going to kill these ugly things, Utna.
Yeah, right. Not while I'm around.
Keep trying. I'm going to keep watching as I take care of Poppy. Say hi, Poppy. Oh, right.
Let's regroup.
Fine.
I'll be waiting for you.
Good.
We're glad.
See you soon.
We'll miss you.
I'll miss you too.
So this is Red Green.
And Stanza O.
And I'm Osiris.
We're recording in my quarter right now where me and my roomie, Osiris the Lion Bird, live.
I've gotten quite comfortable.
When did you get the name Osiris?
I'll explain it one day. What's important is that it's nice in here, quite cozy, and the meat is all you can eat.
One could say it's all you can meet.
Jeez, I thought you were joking.
Joking about what?
You say you had a plan?
You said you had a meat tray.
It's delightful.
Oh, I programmed it 3 days ago. Unit 11?
Yes, Green.
Load program 28 into the food printer, please.
Loading.
You're gonna get some brisket, some ribs, some old world Eastern Carolina style pulled pork, some chorizo, a little black pudding, and currywurst.
I hope you plan to share.
I don't.
You mean to say that one small human could eat that tray alone?
Easily.
Upon its completion, you'll have my respect.
Deal.
All ready?
This is incredible. Green, you're brilliant.
Aw, shucks. Explain your plan, please.
Right. I call it pulverizing penalty kicks, or goodness gracious, great balls of death.
Sounds serious.
Absolutely. So, Green and I will wear some radiation-proof hazmat suits, right?
Okay.
And I'm gonna prep a stabilized ball of radioactive fuel coil material.
A ball?
Yep, the size of a football.
Earth football, Martian football, lunar football, or American football?
Earth football.
Gotcha.
So good. And then I'm going to kick it.
Kick it?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna kick the radioactive ball using my superior leg strength and blast both the nasty pillars and their gross vines with radiation. Enough to kill within 15 minutes.
I get it. It's brilliant because Julian wouldn't dare to try and interfere with pure radiation.
Only an idiot would do that. Like a seriously stupid person.
I have a question.
Okay.
What about these larva pillars offend you so much that you've decided they must be obliterated?
Have you seen them?
I haven't, but have you ever considered that just because a species may not be aesthetically pleasing or directly beneficial to you as humans, that doesn't disqualify its right to live?
I don't know. I think you're underestimating just how disgusting these things are.
Stop talking about them. Jeez, I can barely finish my food.
Ah, you ate the whole tray.
Respect.
That was one of the best things I've ever eaten. You're brilliant.
You know.
Let's kick it.
Nice. Let's go.
I still disagree with this.
Well, Osiris, maybe you'd rather set up a meet and greet with them?
Unbelievable.
Okay, so we're all suited up. Stans is whipping out the radioactive football from its lead-lined case.
Check this out. It even bounces.
That's so sick. I can't believe you can do ball tricks in a hazmat suit.
Skills.
Obviously. Let's see a kick.
Up.
Oh my god! Julian just blocked her kick.
I was all-conference goalie rep in high school.
Yeah, well, I bet you also tucked your pants in your socks, you loser.
Not a loser. You're a loser.
Loser!
Ugh. Ball's rolling back the stands. If she's back enough to put some distance on it, I think she's gonna nail this one, folks.
Give it your best shot. I'm not afraid of your little glow ball. What is it, a child's toy? Ha!
It's a compressed ball of sustained bananium.
Bananium? Well, that's radioactive.
She goes in for the catch!
No matter! Ha! Oh! I have my duty!
Julian has blocked her second shot with authority!
Damn it!
Oh yeah, baby! I'm just getting started.
Oh, he doesn't look so good. Ladies and gentlemen, Julian is turning a bit yellow. Looks like that radiation is taking its toll on both his organic body and possibly his nano-immune system.
Never thought you'd be dumb enough to jump in front of radioactive material, dude.
These horrid little puke bags saved my life. I'll not allow you garbage bags to harm them in any way.
Garbage bag?
Stands are taking a few steps back, glares at Julian with intensity. She squats once, grounds herself.
Garbage bag!
I didn't stutter.
She bounces a few times, freeing her hips and shoulders. Attention, ladies and gentlemen, she is ready. Julian looks on.
I can still throw down.
Sorry, Julian. This one's gonna hurt you way more than it hurts me. You have one last chance to move.
I can only reply with the old Leah in mantra. I'm the whole armor of God, shielding the precious and the weak from those who wish tyranny and destruction upon them. I shine with the glory of virtue. I cannot be broken, and I shall not be moved.
I've always admired your family.
I only strive to be the virtuous, so...
She kicked!
I shall not be...
Uh-oh, he's totally passing out.
Crap, let's get him to a med pod before it's irreparable.
All right.
Are they... Did I...
You blocked it, yeah.
Oh, thank heavens.
That doesn't mean that we're giving up.
What are they doing?
Kill them.
Not at all, Green.
Stop spying on us!
I think the mild exposure to the radiation from the bananium, paired with the new poison introduced to their diets, caused them to mature faster. They are weaving their cocoons.
You can't be serious.
Oh yeah, and those cocoons will be pretty much indestructible. Sorry guys, these bad boys are going into their transformative phase.
Oh no.
These ugly things are gonna get uglier.
No idea. But I'd be more concerned about getting Julian to medbay. His radioactive sickness is going to be pretty rough if he isn't slipped into a med pod soon.
Got it.
Let's go, big guy.
Yeah, you got it, man.
Hello, listener. My judgment files indicate that none of the logs for the next 2 weeks contain any pertinent information. A summary to appease your primitive curiosity, however, will be given. Ju Li In spent the whole time recovering in a med pod. Green and Stanza came up with many schemes in order to destroy the larva pillar cocoons, all to no avail. Poppy's stomach recovered from her reaction to the larva pillars, and Utna supervised and took down data on the cocoons around the clock. We will now play one last relevant piece of footage for you. The most relevant part. Prepare yourself for the horror, listener.
Hey y'all, this is Red Green and...
Stanza O.
And we're gonna visit Julian. He should be finished with his treatment today.
Yeah, we thought we'd treat him to a meat tray.
He's not a vegetarian, right?
Hmm.
Here we are, third deck medical unit, radiation ward.
Hey guys, Julian, you have visitors.
Hey.
Hey dude, we brought you some flowers.
Ah, a dead astral glory branch covered in lava pillar cocoons. That's,
We wanted you to know that they can't be destroyed. Not by us, anyway.
So they're safe. Excellent.
Ah!
What?
One moved.
Really?
Oh no.
They're all moving.
Simultaneous hatching?
Ah, crap, I knew this was a bad idea.
Help! All of the nasties are moving!
They're finally hatching!
Where are those flamethrowers, just in case we...
Oh. My. God.
I can't look at it!
Oh my.
This is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
They're amazing.
I love them. So much.
So cute.
so cute, I can't stand them.
I want to cry.
I love them!
Allow me to introduce to you the Butterbees.
Butterbees! Look, this one just landed on Julian's nose.
Yeah.
Yes!
Yes! Yeah.
Oh my God.
And that marked the birth of the specimen 35 of 36, the Butterbees. End of transmission.
Kepler's Ark is a Full Metal Workshop podcast created by me, Ben Holbrook, and directed by Andrew Scoville. Our original producer was Ben Williams, and our sound engineer was Aaron Mack. Now, this episode was edited by Jonah Q, and all of the awesome music and composition that you heard during the podcast was also made by Jonah Q. Our incredibly talented cast features Meetu Chalana as Utna, Kenneth Lee as Julian, Tessa Jane Ferry as Stanza, Darian Dalshan as Green, Allison Lee Rosenfeld as Poppy, and Lynn Marie Rosenberg as Unit 11. Now, Kepler's Ark is still a work in progress, and we'll need the support of listeners like you to help complete this first season, as well as additional seasons, so please tell your friends to listen, and consider donating to help us finish the season. More info on our cast and our process, as well as ways that you can help us out, can be found by visiting keplersark.com. Thank you for listening.